The Blue Water Chamber of Commerce hosts a variety of networking events, connecting their members with leads, referrals, and people they can do business with. See what's happening at the Chamber and how they can help your business grow at bluewaterchamber.com.
On this Wednesday morning, St. Clair Tech is offering a new curriculum starting next school year. Joining us to tell us more about it, the Director of Career and Technical Education at St. Clair County, Risa Pat Yannick. Good morning, Pat.
Good morning.
The Tech Center has done such a good job over the years of identifying the needs of the community and the interest of students, and dropped some courses where there just wasn't a need for it. You've added new ones, and you've got a new one coming next year, don't you?
We do. Recently, it was brought to our attention that in St. Clair County, partly due to the pandemic, that there are a lot of child care providers that have had to close up shop. And part of the problem is they can't find workers in child development or child care to work with their children. And if we're going to grow St. Clair County with businesses coming into the county, one of the key components is to have child care available to those employees. And so in addition to that, we've had a lot of teachers leaving education during the pandemic. And we know that in Michigan, even before the pandemic, there was going to be about a 4% growth in elementary teachers over the next 5 to 10 years. And so that's just going to be exacerbated by COVID. So the need for both educators and child care development workers.
Well, that's fantastic. So this will start next school year, correct?
Right. Yep. Next September, we'll have the program ready to go. We've already contacted all of our local districts. We put out a press release. Our school board approved it a couple weeks ago. And yeah, we'll start filling the program. We'll take in 48 students in the first year, and then those students can advance to the second year where they'll be placed with local teachers and child care programs and in the second year. So that'll give us 96 students a year capacity.
Well, that's fantastic. Is this going to be part of the Career and Technical Middle College at Tech?
Well, that's our hope, and we have reason to believe it will be. We've had 7 programs approved so far. The key is we need an associate degree program at SC4 to have a cooperative agreement to be able to start a middle college program. And we've been in contact with SC4. We've got to go through a state approval process and, you know, jump through some hoops that way, make sure our curriculum is approved and our course sequence between us and SC4, but we see no reason why it won't be approved, and we should be able to sign students up in the first year.
This program joins several others at St. Clair Tech, and I think most people understand what Tech is, but just give us the overview, if you would, Pat, for people that don't know what goes on out there at the Tech Center.
Sure. So St. Clair Tech is primarily funded through local property tax, a millage that was started back in, I believe it was 1973, to build the Technical Education Center, which is on the Risa campus at Range Road. It is available to all students in St. Clair County in 11th and 12th grade through whatever district they live in. They can enroll through that district, and the districts actually are the ones that decide which students come to Tech. And that's how we fill our programs. We work with our local districts, our local counselors. Students come out for open house or Tech Shadow to see what the program's about. This year we did a virtual open house, and we had really good attendance for that. But it's for 11th and 12th graders. It's an elective course offering for those students in 11th and 12th grade. And they spend half of their day at Tech. And so they're either in the morning or the afternoon, and it's a 2.5 hour session instead of the normal, you know, 1 hour course offering. It's 2.5 hours a day for up to 2 years.
And it really gets them career ready. I mean, it's certainly not not the end of education for these students, but they're really able to hit the ground running upon graduation, aren't they?
Right. So we start every student in every program at Tech The goal is to have them, as you said, career ready, job ready. And so we start off with talking to them about what it is to have a portfolio that they could present to an employer that has everything in it that would demonstrate their knowledge and skill in their area. And so when they leave us at the end of 1 year or 2 years, they have their portfolio assembled, and inside of it, they'll have the credentials that will demonstrate that they have not just the technical skill, but the academic skills and the employability skills that employers are looking for in a new employee.
And these are, skilled trades and automotive and all kinds of things like that. And now childcare being added into the mix. And again, making these students career ready once they graduate.
That's the goal.
That is the goal. That's a fantastic thing. For those students that will be entering 11th or 12th grade next year, Pat, that might be interested in this, who should they talk to, their school guidance counselor?
Sure, they can contact their school counselor, and they can also, if they'd like more information, they can contact us at St. Clair Tech, 810-364-8990. And just ask for more information on the new education program, and we'll make sure that they get the information they need. And, counselor, or give us a call.
All right, fantastic. Well, Pat, thanks for telling us about it. We really appreciate it.
Thanks for the time.
You got it. Take care.
Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.